This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The state Supreme Court race for next year got more interesting yesterday with the Act 10 ruling. A Dane County judge has struck down Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that limited collective bargaining rights for most public sector workers in Wisconsin. It was for now declared unconstitutional. It's being celebrated by unions and Democrats, while Republican lawmakers are warning of potential tax increases. The 2025 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, scheduled for April 1st, will determine who replaces retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. So far, Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel have announced that they're running for the seat. A judge has granted a delay in the trial of Maxwell Anderson, pushing the start date back to May. Anderson is charged in connection to the dismemberment death of Sade Robinson. Anderson's legal team made the request to delay as they want more time to prepare their defense. A legal battle has broken out over a canceled drag queen event at a bakery in Menominee Falls. The owners of Batter and Mac are suing the Wisconsin chapter of an organization called Gays Against Groomers. The controversy started in May when the bakery announced a children's cupcake decorating event featuring drag queens. That led to accusations of child exploitation from the opposition group. The bakery owners claim they're victims of bullying. Lawyers for the defendants say they're confident the lawsuit will be dismissed. After an Election Day issue involving unsecured computers, the deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission has resigned. Bonnie Chang reportedly led the efforts at Milwaukee's Central Count, where over 30,000 ballots had to be recounted after seals were found not secured on election equipment. The commission is now looking to fill the vacancy before a February election. James Taylor has a song fit for Summerfest. Your Smiling Face came out in 1977, and perhaps it'll be on the playlist for next year. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer will play the big gig in 2025, headlining the amphitheater on June 21st. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, 32 our high this afternoon. Tonight, windy temperatures right around 30. Tomorrow, we'll climb to the mid-30s in the morning with falling temperatures in the afternoon. It'll be very windy with some afternoon flurries, much colder by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.